lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the beginning of the 16th juz of the Quran Kareem, which is the end of Surah Al-Kahf. In Surah Al-Kahf, indication was made that in the era of fitna, the protection, salvation of the iman of people is within a cave. In our era, it was called the cave of the masjid, the cave of the madaris, the cave of the khankas. Indication was also made that a time came when the people of the cave woke up and they created revolution, from which lesson is taken that it will be through the spiritual acts, the acts of piety that will take place in the masajid, in the madaris, in the khankas, which a time come when it will have its spill over and it will affect the outside world. In a very subtle manner, the outside world will start getting affected from the actions of the cave. This is exactly what's happening in the world today. Allah Tabarakala makes spirituality spill over from the masajid, from the madaris, from the marakis, from the khankas. And it has affected the minds of people who are outside. It has affected their hearts in a very subtle manner. This spiritual revolution is the first revolution that takes place. And thereafter it will be what is known as a military revolution. How every person waits for the era of the coming of Sayyidina Al-Masih radiyallahu anhu. But the military revolution comes after. First is a spiritual revolution. That is what we have experienced with the work of Tabligh, with the work of the Khankas, the work of the Madaris. At the end of Surah Kahf, Allah Tabarakala makes indication, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ, that the time then does come where a military revolution takes place. Almighty Allah empowers His special servants with such power, military power. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ, they ask you regarding ذُلْ قَرْنَيْنِ, the one of two horns, the one whose power was in the east and the west. قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, indeed we had given him great power in the earth. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا, whatever he needed, we arranged for him, we made it available for him. With those powers, he was able to move in the east, he was able to move to the west. Mighty powers which the world never thought could be subdued, at the fadl of Almighty Allah, he brought an end, he pushed them back, he created barriers between them and what they intended to do. Similarly, the people of Iman of this Ummah, they will see first a spiritual revolution. We are living through a spiritual revolution, and thereafter it will result in a military revolution, and the flags of Islam again, by the fadl of Almighty Allah, inshallah, will become high in the world. In the next surah, which is known as Surah Maryam, a lesson that can be taken from the surah is when Allah Tabarakala wants to create this revolution, first the spiritual revolution, and thereafter a military revolution. Almighty Allah is going to create it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam is a garden. And so to say, the gardener of Islam is Almighty Allah. In every new season, Almighty Allah will take out new flowers, new buds. So that revolution will be created and people will be chosen for that revolution. But every person desires that if he could be used, or if not him, then at least his child or his progeny could be used for this revolution. In Surah Maryam, indication is made that every person should never ever feel that it can't be in my progeny that a revolution can take place. With dua and with the actions of piety, having hope in Almighty Allah, if he asks, Almighty Allah will bless his very own progeny, that his progeny will see the people of revolution. The surah starts, Kaf ha ya ain sad, Zikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya. Remember the mercy of Almighty Allah upon His servant Zakariya alayhi salam. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا, when he called out to Almighty Allah, in a very soft voice he asked, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. Looking at his own state, he could not understand how Almighty Allah will allow. He said, O Allah, I have become old, my bones have become weak, but I will never ever lose hope in your dua. O Allah, whenever I ask you for something, you bless me with it. You have never ever left me deprived after making dua. His dua was, وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. Oh Allah, I do not know what's going to happen after me. وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِ عَاقِرًا ظَاهِرًا. Apparently, I do not see the means to leave behind someone who can look after the people who are after me. The surah was going to give indication, even if in your own eye, you cannot find any surah wherein your progeny or the people around you will make revolution. But with the barakah of dua, he made a dua. فَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. Oh Allah, aid a help from your side as a gift, will you give it to me? The angel was sent, يَا زَكَرِيَّا إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغْلَامٍ. Oh Zakariya, Zakariya alayhi salam never thought he is making dua, that the helper will be his own child. He was asking for an helper, perhaps someone in the family, someone out of the family. He never thought Almighty Allah will bless him with a child. When the glad tidings came, it was beyond his imagination. Inna nubashiruka bi ghulam, we give you the glad tidings of a child, ismuhu Yahya, whose name will be Yahya, lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiya, before him, either it means no one had been given this name, or it would mean that before him, the world had not seen someone with such unique qualities. Qala rabbi anna yakunu li ghulam, showing his amazement, he says, Oh Allah, how can I get a child, whereas my wife is barren? وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيَّا. And I have passed the age also of becoming a father. The answer that was given was an answer to the people of all times, especially to the people of this ummah. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. It will happen how Almighty Allah will have wants it to happen. But with the barakah of dua, a person gets the fortune of seeing the beginning of a revolution happening within his own progeny. Whether there is the means, with Zakariya alayhi salam, both he and his wife were old, both of them were beyond the age, but Almighty Allah would make that which was out of season come into season. Almighty Allah gives another example, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ, that forget the father and mother both being old. Think of Maryam radiallahu anha. It was a woman, but there was no man. The barakah of the dua of her mother, when she was in the womb of her mother had made a dua that, O Allah, I make her muharraran fataqabbal minni. I hand her over to you. I make her free for your deen. Her mother was thinking of a child being born, a boy, who will create revolutions in the world, because normally it's the work of a boy to do it. Sometimes you will see the revolution directly. Sometimes you will see it indirectly. If it is not your own child, it might be your grandchild. It might be your great-grandchild. Almighty Allah says, remember Maryam radiallahu anha. Where her mother ever thought, in her progeny the revolution will come. She was not even going to get married. She had no interest in any man. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. The angel came to her in the form of a man. She said, إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. That if you fear Almighty Allah, please stay away from me. I seek Allah's protection from you. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. Jibreel alayhi salam said, I am a messenger of your Rabb. I have come to give you a hadiyah, a gift from Almighty Allah, a most wonderful, pure child. She also would ask the same, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامًا. How can I get a child? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. No man has ever touched me. وَلَمْ أَكُوْ بَغِيًّا. Meaning in a halal manner, no man has touched me. I'm not married. In a haram manner, no man has touched me. The answer would be the same. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. It will happen like this. When Allah Tabarakala disdains, وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. The matter has already been decided by Almighty Allah. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam was to be born, in that a message was given to the world. With the barakah of dua, with the barakah of dua of the father or of the grandfather, a person in his progeny, he will see great miracles happening. People who will stand up with the flags of Islam, the barakah, the blessings of the father, the grandfather, will land over to his children, his progeny. Their good actions will have what is called a sabab of isal sawab. The grandfather, the father will benefit, the children will benefit, both parties benefit. Almighty Allah gives another example. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Remember, make mention of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. At one time he was all alone. He had no support at anyone, neither from his father, neither from his clan. neither from the community around him. He said, Ya Abati, O my father, how are you worshipping such things like this that will never ever give you any benefit? He says, O my father, knowledge has come to me which you do not have any knowledge about. Why don't you help follow me and I will guide you to the straight path? His father was not ready to listen. His people was not ready to listen. But the barakah of what is called mujahada, the barakah of called hijrat, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, wa'atazilukum, he says, I will have to leave you now. To leave the place that you grow up is not easy at all. It was the barakah of his mujahada, the barakah of his hijrat, and the barakah of his dua that was going to see him becoming the father of revolution. When he made this hijrat, with him was his wife, and with him was his nephew Lut alayhi salam. He said to them, on the surface of the earth at the present moment, besides us, there is no one taking the name of Almighty Allah as it's supposed to be taken. What was the barakah? The barakah of his hijrat was such, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. He was going to see the revolution directly under him and indirectly. Allah Tabaruk Tala, at a time when he never thought he can get children, first he was going to be blessed with Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam indirectly will become the cause of a revolution of the world, meaning in his progeny would come Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Directly he would find Ishaq alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam's son Yaqub alayhi salam, who was known as the father Banu Israel, meaning the children of Yaqub alayhi salam. Revolutions were going to start on the finger, on the hand of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. It would be the barakah of his hijrat, his mujahada, his effort, and the barakah of his dua. When he would put up the Kaaba, he would make dua. He says, وَجْعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّةً أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. And he would say, O Allah, in my progeny, make a nation that will submit to you. But the barakah of dua and the barakah of mujahada in the progeny of an individual, Almighty Allah creates the seeds of revolution. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى. In the very progeny of Yaqub alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will come. He would be asking Almighty Allah in the barakah, in the blessings of his dua, in the blessings of his asking, his brother will get nubuwat. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. When we spoke with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had asked, he made dua, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا. He asked, and we made his brother Harun alayhi salam also a Nabi. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ. On the other side, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam was born. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. And he would lay the seed of a coming revolution for the world, inviting his family to perform salah, to spend in the path of Allah. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا. In this manner, Almighty Allah, when He wishes to create, He creates the seeds of another revolution. But the barakah of the dua of the father, grandfather, or grandmother, the woman's dua or the men's dua, that will sow the seeds of a coming revolution. In the next surah, which is known as Surah Taha, or it could be regarded as the incident of Musa alayhi salam in a crux. Hal ataka hadithu Musa. Almighty Allah says, has the incident of Musa alayhi salam not reached you? How he started? He saw the fire. He said to his family, I see a fire in the distance, but it was not a fire. It was the tajalli of Almighty Allah. When he comes to that fire, وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. Almighty Allah says to him, and indeed I have chosen you. This is that revolution. When Almighty Allah wants it to happen, not understanding where it will come from, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, while he thought he was lost, that was the time when he was going to find the road. When he thought he was cold, that was the time when he was going to find the heat of iman, the heat of spirituality. When Almighty Allah wants to choose the individual, no matter how evil the zamana is, and how far man feels that he is from the sabab, from the causes of hidayah, when Almighty Allah's selection falls upon an individual, everything opens up for him. That's why man must never become weak in making dua. Never ever look at his own self and say, where can a revolution happen at my hand? He must just beg Almighty Allah. When Almighty Allah's divine selection falls on an individual, then everything starts happening miraculously. Almighty Allah asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. If Musa alayhi salam had to be told, you alone now will go and stand up against the fitan, against the evil, against the kufr of the era, the first thing he would have asked, that, O Allah, with what power will I go? When a man is selected by Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah puts power in everything that's around him. Almighty Allah asked Musa alayhi salam, what do you have in your hand? قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايِ. He said, this is my stick. With the stick, أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا. I take support. وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي. If I need to get leaves for my animals, I hit on the branches and the leaves will fall. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. There are so many other benefits for me. But Musa alayhi salam never understood that when Almighty Allah puts divine selection on an individual, then the power that he feels are in the things which are around him. Barakah is now created. And with this barakah and blessings, that power becomes more than he could ever imagine. قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. It was only at that moment physical benefit which it could give. Now with Almighty Allah's divine selection on that stick, it was going to become a miracle. It was going to give spiritual benefit. Almighty Allah says, throw down your stick, O Musa. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. Suddenly it became a snake that was running. The snake was going to start creating fear in the courts of the Pharaoh, Fir'aun. It was going to bring the Bani Israel into a world of courage. It was going to do spiritual miracles for the Bani Israel. It was going to one day split open the waters and bring the destruction of Fir'aun. It was going to bring water to them at a time when they had no water. Almighty Allah would show Musa alayhi salam, take your hand, وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَىٰ جَنَاحِكَ. Place it on your side. تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ. Musa alayhi salam would place it under his armpit. When that hand would come out, it would be shining. مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ. It would not be an aib, a fault. It would be a miraculous shine. آيَةً أُخْرَى. لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَى. اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ. Now you will go to Fir'aun, innahu taha, and stand up against the kufr of the time. The beginning revolution that Almighty Allah makes is the revolution of Musa alayhi salam in the court of Fir'aun. Many of our people, we only remember the revolution of Sayyiduna al-Mahdi, which is a revolution everyone must wait for. A military revolution is something that makes everyone very happy. But before that, there is a spiritual revolution where Almighty Allah creates scholars, where Almighty Allah creates alim, where Almighty Allah creates people who have a great fervor of deen. They are ready to stand up against the zalim. Their fight against the zalim is with their tongue. It is with their heart. It is with their pen. قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. When Musa alayhi salam was going to enter into the court of the Fir'aun, had Almighty Allah wanted, the serpent of his could have been used to swallow the entire court. It was not going to happen like that. First there would be the spiritual. It would be called the muqabala, the battle between spirituality and materialism. It would start in the court of the Fir'aun. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. He would say, O Allah, open up my heart. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Make my matter easy for me. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي. If it is difficult for me now to explain, O Allah, remove the knot from my tongue. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. So that people may understand what I am trying to say. Almighty Allah would accept the dua of Musa alayhi salam and indicate, the indication would be for all the people of Iman who feel, who have a jazba, a desire, that Allah tabarak ta'ala use us, may Allah use all of us in His kindness through the barakah of Ramadan and Quran. Indication was made that you are asking for help, you are asking for a tongue that is fluent, you are asking a heart that is open, sharh sadr, you are able to remove the doubts of the people in front. All of that will come. In which manner? You are asking for an aid. His dua was, وَجْعَلْ وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي. O Allah, someone to aid me in my matter. All of the duas of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Almighty Allah would say, that, O Musa, in another verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Almighty Allah would explain to him, that make the zikr of Almighty Allah. And with the zikr of Almighty Allah, man will find everything opening up. Sharh al-sadr will come. The matter will become easy. The tongue will become light and fluent. Man will be able to answer. Man will find aid in the people around him, helping him in his mission. Everything will happen with the zikr of Almighty Allah. In this manner, Almighty Allah gives many lessons in the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. how he goes to Fir'aun, how they speak in the court of Fir'aun, questions that Fir'aun asks, the answers that he gives in unique manners. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam puts forth the reality, he speaks about the existence of Almighty Allah. While the da'wah of Musa alayhi salam is taking place, the very people that Fir'aun then bring to combat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Fir'aun calls for magicians to be brought from all over. The magicians come in front, they throw their magic. Nabi Musa alayhi salam throws his stick. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. Amazing is the revolution of deen. The very people who are brought to combat Islam, to combat the people, the friends of Almighty Allah, they fall into sajda. They say, آمَنَّا, we believe in Almighty Allah. In the world we have seen it how many a time, the very soldiers that were sent into the lands of the Muslims to oppress them, to torture them, to kill them, a time would come that Iman would settle in their hearts. The very Tartars that fell upon the Muslim Ummah, a time would come that their own leaders would accept Islam. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala would bring the enemy through the barakah of spiritual revolution. The very person who was brought to fight the army of Almighty Allah, Iman would enter in their hearts. And such a unique Iman that now forget Bani Israel, Fir'aun would threaten these people. He would say to them, I will cut your hands. فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. I will cut your hands and your legs. I will hang you up. You will become a lesson for the people of the time. They would say to him, what Iman? They would say, لَنْ نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَىٰ مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. The clear signs which has reached us, we will never now leave it and give preference to you. فَقَضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاض. Now you may do whatever you want with us. You can only make decisions in this world. We have brought Iman on a Rabb we are hoping will forgive us in the next world. Wallahu khayrun wa abqa. Your punishment is temporary. Allah's reward is forever. Your punishment is small. Allah's reward is great. Innahu man ya'ti rabbahu mujriman. The one who will come to Allah is a criminal. Fa inna lahu jahannam. He will find for him a jahannam. If you punish us today, we will die. By the Almighty Allah, the one who finds punishment, la yamutu fiha. He will not die in that punishment. وَلَا يَحْيَى. Neither will he be living in that punishment. That is a real punishment. وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. As for the one who will reach Almighty Allah with good actions, you will only be able to give us a few rands of this world, and that rand will come to an end. Either we will die before the money comes to an end, or the money will die and again we will be in need. Or we will do something later on that might make you angry, and as you rewarding us today, you will punish us tomorrow. But by Almighty Allah, the one who reaches Allah with good deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. He will just find levels and levels of greatness. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. It won't be temporary, it will be forever and ever. Forever and ever he will live in. وَذَٰلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. This will be the reward. What a dawah these people were giving. They were the enemy of Musa alayhi salam. In a second, the miracle of a spiritual revolution. In a second, they became such da'is that their da'wah was going to be mentioned in the Quran. They were going to be called, become a source of inspiration for the world. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allow our eyes to see that spiritual revolution taking place, to see the revolution of Islam. Allah in His kindness use us and use our progenies for this revolution. Nothing is far from the mercy of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.